Have you ever taken a close look at the first half of John chapter 2? It is loaded with relevant truths which can nourish the soul and help safeguard from various false doctrines. Please listen carefully and you'll be better armed to spread God's truth to others. There is no mention of Joseph here or hereafter. The evidence therefore suggests that he had died leaving Mary a widow. Also, Jesus and his disciples went to a wedding, which allows a Christian to do the same by their example. It must be noted, however, that the Lord and the disciples were there for evangelistic reasons, not for fellowship, etc. There is no fellowship between light and darkness, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through 18. There is also no mention that Jesus or his disciples ever drank any of the wine there. Moreover, unlike the Mormons, who wrongly say Jesus had multiple wives and got married at this event in Cana, the truth is Jesus was never married to anyone. At this wedding, he was invited to come. Since no one's invited to his own wedding, it is ludicrous to think Jesus got married there. The opposite of the Mormons on Jesus having multiple wives would be the Unification Church, which strangely teaches Jesus failed because he didn't get married and produced the perfect family. According to them, their leader's son, Moon, who was supposed to be the Lord of the Second Advent, was able to accomplish what Jesus couldn't, which is ridiculously false. It was there at Cana where Jesus performed his first miracle. But no one went to Mary to get to Jesus, unlike how the Catholic Church sometimes presents this event. They usually cite it to show Mary as a mediator between people in need and Jesus, which is very unbiblical. The truth is, Mary discovered they were low on wine and mentioned this to the Lord Jesus. Apparently, Jesus and his disciples were unaware they had run out of wine. Maybe because they were not drinking the wine. Hence, it had to be brought to their attention, which Mary did. The translation in certain Bibles of "dear woman" in reference to Mary is inconsistent. The Greek word translated there, "dear woman," is used elsewhere, such as in John chapter 8, verse 3, in reference to the woman caught in adultery and not translated the same way. Hence, don't read too much into it. Verse 5 is one of the few times we have the actual words of the real Mary of the Bible. Her words are very important. She said this, "Do whatever he tells you." She correctly pointed people away from herself and to Jesus, magnifying his instructions and commands. This water and wine miracle has often been used as an excuse to drink alcohol. While personally evangelizing over the years, various God rejectors have brought this passage up to me with their false assumptions. They say, "Didn't Jesus make wine?" implying that drinking alcohol is therefore okay. The answer to that question is yes, but that doesn't mean it was alcoholic. Neither does it change the fact that drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God, according to 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Each of those six jars held between 20 and 30 gallons. That means the total amount of wine to be made from water was between 120 to 180 gallons. If the wine was alcoholic, then the Lord Jesus placed a spiritual stumbling block before the people, which is impossible. Hence, it could not have been alcoholic wine as we know today. After the water was transubstantiated from water to wine, it no longer tasted like water. It now tasted different because it was different. It was wine. Such is an actual example of a genuine transubstantiation by God found in Scripture. It is radically different from the kind offered by Catholicism, where the bread and the wine is allegedly changed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Catholic priest during Mass, which does not taste different. Their transubstantiated bread and wine does not taste like human flesh or blood, as it should if it was really changed. That powerfully refutes their claim to a transubstantiation. Jesus' water into wine tasted better than the wine they previously had. It was not the same or equal, it was better. There are 18 years of Jesus' earthly life, which we know nothing about in the scriptures, from when he was aged 12 to 30. One source about those 18 silent years claims to have the details, but is falsified by the fact that this miracle was Jesus' first miracle. The details about Jesus' 18 silent years, according to them, is that Jesus performed miracles before this one, his first miracle, which is impossible. After all that transpired at the Cana wedding event, Jesus' disciples put their faith in Jesus and not Mary too. Mary is mentioned, but no one understood her going to Jesus for him to perform this miracle made her out to be an intercessor, mediator, advocate, or anything of the like, as Catholicism misuses this passage to teach. Jesus was the object of the disciples' faith, as must be the case with us today, if we are likewise going to claim to be his disciple. In summary, we learned this. 1. Christians are allowed to go to weddings. 2. There is no evidence that the Lord Jesus or his disciples drank wine there. 3. No one went to Mary to get her to present that need to Jesus. That alone is very important. Why? Because Catholicism teaches that that event shows her as a type of mediator, or intercessor, or advocate. If another person wasn't involved, then those things cannot be. Furthermore, other people in great need went directly to Jesus, and he performed miracles for them too, with no mention of Mary anywhere around. Jairus is one example. Mark chapter 5, 22 through 43. Please read it for yourself. 4. The real Mary of the Bible says, do whatever he tells you. What sound and important advice for all to heed. Let's all find out what Jesus says and do it. We need to agree with the real Mary of the Bible on that point. Point 5. Though Jesus turned the water into wine, that doesn't excuse getting drunk. Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. 6. The real transubstantiation has a finished product which tastes different than it initially was, which contradicts the alleged Catholic communion transubstantiation. 7. The water and the wine miracle was Jesus' first miracle, showing the alleged 18 silent years account is false because they have Jesus performing miracles before the Cana wedding event. 8. That event had the disciples put their faith in Jesus and not Mary too or anyone else. God bless you.